Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
Sexual education is a specific subject that actually, you know, tackles a specific area, which is very, very key in that sexual education very much often, you know, misconceived to mean teaching young people how to have sex and all of that is absolutely different in that it actually empowers, you know, our young people with information to make sure that they're able to improve their attitudes related to sexual issues, their reproductive health. But there's also components of human rights, you know, their own understanding of their values, their own understanding of relationships and what those would mean for them. Because we really need to make sure that we bring up learners and young people who are able to know their worth in terms of the kind of relationships that they want to be, you know, in.
And to empower them in such a way, a new partnership is being launched to harness the power of digital media in providing free and age-appropriate sexual education to youth. Tell us more about this initiative.
So the initiative is called AMAZE, and we always say it's amazing because we absolutely love it and brag about it. So AMAZE is an initiative that is actually global, and it was introduced in the Africa region in 2017. IDEAS Reproductive Health at the time with Maristop South Africa, we actually were part of adapting some of the initial, you know, videos for the South Africa context. And it's very important to mention that what is key to AMAZE is making sure that the videos that we produce, so AMAZE basically produces different animated videos that are disseminated across, you know, the globe. And these are on different subjects from gender-based violence, puberty, menstruation, STIs, you make, like, you know, HIV and so forth. Whereas we understand that different young people across the world experience these different issues, it's very important that when we do disseminate in the Africa region, we are very specific in terms of how those are disseminated and how we adapt the videos to make sure that they speak to young people in our region so that they can relate to them.
And that's great because you're taking diversity into account here. As you mentioned, Chegofatso, about the dissemination of information both online and offline, developing countries are still lagging behind when it comes to technology and the access to the digital world. How does this initiative plan to bridge that gap?
Yeah, you know, the amazing thing about AMAZE is that it seeks to actually expand some of the foundation that's been made by other programs. So the idea is not to have AMAZE come and replace those programs, but to actually amplify those programs as well as, you know, incorporate this video piece into them to just like expand what's already done. And what you're saying is so key, and I think has made most of our conversations in terms of appreciating that not all young people in our region are going to have smartphones or even internet to be able to access these videos. So it has been absolutely important to make sure that we have other approaches that target young people in their different settings. In South Africa, IBIS has developed a campaign called Moho. The sort of backbone of that campaign has been like dialogues, young people engaging in settings in South Africa. So that is how the offline has been happening, in that the videos are able to be recorded, taken to wherever, you know, one has to facilitate a session. And they have been absolutely good in making sure that we start the conversations with the video and then young people sort of like feed into the conversation as such.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.